No great surprise. I suppose just a toss of the coin between the two lads that have acquitted themselves very well to the throne cause over the last couple of years. So but sorry to see the Conor Miller hasn't made the starting lineup, but you know, he's there, he's an option, he's declared fit, and to come off the bench, they give you such speed and pace and work rate. You know, that is going to be another
he's a specialist marker too, isn't he?
He is. They said, you know, he can, especially, you know, he's a go-to man if you're encountering any opposition with speed, any threats, things like that. He can really sit toe-to-toe with them. He can, you know, be there on the case, you know, where the need arises. And he's certainly a big option for Mickey this summer. I thought he's been had a very, very, very steady summer, and he's been very... You know, it's been a real, real option now.
Mm. I know Tyrone's followers in the last season or so on, particularly this year, I think they've been pretty realistic. They accept that Dublin are a quality side, and they accept that Tyrone are big underdogs, I think, on Sunday.
That's very true, Tom. You know, us and Tyrone, you know, you have to sit back and admire what Dublin's produced over the last number of years. They've been a formidable outfit. You know, they've set the benchmark for the whole of the country. And, you know, Tyrone have been, obviously, having suffered such a defeat to them last year. I suppose maybe we didn't give them the respect they deserved, you know, and realise how formidable this team is. And, you know, you have to stand back, admire, and really rejoice in the football they've been playing. And, again, you know, that's the benchmark that has to be reached for all counties. We're no different come Sunday. You know, obviously, to be the best, you have to beat the best. And Dublin are certainly there at the top table, rightfully so.
And, well, you know Mickey Hart pretty well. You played with him for many years, both at the minor, under 21, and senior level. And no man loves a challenge more than Mickey.
No man loves a challenge more. That's true, Tom. You know, when come the Ireland final, he's got a fantastic record in the Ireland final. And, you know, we see what key changes he's made in other campaigns, which bear fruit then later on the campaign. Obviously, 2003, the movement of Conor McGinnall, which was a masterstroke from midfield to full-back. We also seen the movement of the last All-Ireland final from Joe McMahon from half-forward to full-back to curb the influence of Tommy Walsh. So Mickey, certainly, come the stage, he really comes in on his own, and it'll be a battle of wits, obviously, along the sideline. You know, Jim Gavin's, you know, proved himself to be a master tactician as well, and it'll certainly be very interesting now what changes may be in store before throwing, and also during the game, the course of the game, and the way teams are going to set up, and it's just going to be an intriguing battle from the sideline right through to the starting 15 and whatever something's used.
And tell me, what have Tyrone to do? Obviously, score more than Dublin, but what have they to do to achieve that?
I think Tyrone need to really start well, Tom. You know, this game, obviously, it won't be won in the first 15 minutes, but it could certainly be lost. And I think Tyrone really need to start well.
When you say start well, put Dublin on the back foot or play cagey?
I think possibly put Dublin the back foot. You know, I think, you know, just the Dublin defence can be rattled. Dublin have conceded 4 goals in the last 2 games. One of them, I think, was a penalty against Galway, the penalty was saved, but 4 goals in the last 2 games. So, Tom, I think this Dublin defence can be got at. They can be rattled. However, you know, we know the task is, you know, the Dublin team, that, you know, when they get that purple patch, Dublin can destroy in that purple patch. They can do serious damage in a 10, 15, 20-minute purple patch. So I think Tyrone really need to go from the off, maybe, you know, get a few scores on the board, settle in nerves, because we know this Dublin team's more experienced come these occasions. You know, when they do have the options, like that Michael Darren McCauley from the bench, Paul Flynn, Kev McManaman, physical experienced players can come in and change the game as well. So, you know, experience-wise, I think Tyrone need to get the nerves settled early, and then go with Dublin. And I think really go with Dublin toe-to-toe instead of being conservative and defensive for the whole 70 minutes.
And realistically, is it a bridge too far for Tyrone?
My only fear, hand heart, that it might be a year or two too early. We know that there's big expectation in this Tyrone team to deliver, you know, if not this year, maybe over the next couple of years. And my only fear is it a year too early. But, you know, these lads have shown great character, shown great commitment, and as a team, we all know there's no obvious standout performers. Yes, they're a talented bunch of players. We looked at Matty Donnelly, we looked at Peter Hart, Niall Sludden for big inspiration, key stages of the game, Colm Kavanagh also. But I think, you know, if they play really to their potential as a team, we could possibly give Dublin serious problems. Judging the last two All-Ireland finals, Dublin have experienced problems against Mayo. Fortunately, Mayo's part, they didn't have the killer in